usually in the beginning of the manavadim, we don't have to make a separate shechiyonu. It's part of the regular seder of the yeshiva, but rather, Baruch Hashem, we're doing the veidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shechiyonu v'kiyumanu, that we're able to have a vad in the normal tzura, teich, kais the yeshiva, see each other. Ezra Hashem, the nice of this man, Ella, we always Isaac and Indian kosher to El, Achon Yimei Hadin, Yom Neroi. So I think the matzav that we're in, matzav of Corona, has afforded for us, has provided for us, Baruch Hashem, Lagabi the Sugya Fun, Achon Yimei Hadin, an opportunity that we haven't had in many, 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 many years. I know the Olim is a little bit sick about hearing about Corona. But I should feel that been a get or a shani in Kippur, I think it's mamish chait not to be menatzo what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Kipshutai, many, many sugyas, which are sugyas merkazian, which are central sugyas and the sugyas preparing for a shani in Kippur. They're always central, but honest, it's hard for me and every probably individual working on yourself, and it's zikr hard to talk about in the tzibur. Many of the big sugyas on Avodas Hashem, to be honest, has two problems. First of all, they're very intense. And to work on them, to talk about them, has to be dover that the tzibur could be taifas. And second of all, we're pushing mufka. It's many of the sugyas were so rochi from then. We don't have a tzir. To talk about it, so something that for many, many years, itaka. I wanted to work on it. Worked on it a little bit of Kriya Shema one time, but it's one of the sugyas that I really want to be able to work on. And that's the sugya called Malchus, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It's a sugya, like I said, I'm very honest, it's poshit. Another year was with Mufka to work on it. It was Mufka to work on it because of these two things. It has a certain intensity, we'll talk about it. But now, anyways, the Olam, Gantz Velt is in the sugya for Malchus, so we'll talk about it. And there's a tremendous availability of tziyurin that everyone has, a little bit, a whiff, and a blick of Shlitosa Yisbarach, Malchusi Yisbarach, Makol, Mashal. The Sugya of Malchus that is oimid in the center of Yom HaNeraim is not a Chiddush, it's the Rav Pasha. It's starting with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, Mirafonei Malchus, Kidei Sham Tam Chuni Aleichem. Kayadu, it's not only one of the three things that we say on Rosh Hashanah. It's Sarangishtav and the Brochas, it's part of the Kedush Sayyoyim. Malchus isn't part of the Kedush Sayyoyim. We will first say, because that's the Mahus of the Yoyim. Malchus, the Mahus of the Yoyim. But it's not, it's Nimshach, the whole Aseret Yom Yitshuva, Bezi Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, we're saying, Melech Moichel Vesoyleach, Melech Moichel Vesoyleach. But the Gantz Aseret Yom Yitshuva, we're saying, Melech HaMishpot, Melech HaKodesh. So Grashi and Brochus, your Beis and Beis. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's his man of Din, and one of the pulas that a Melech does, is Shoyfet. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praving Malchus. The whole year round, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, but he doesn't prav as much directly as Malchus. He doesn't prav as Malchus. Sometimes the Melech comes and he pravs as Malchus. You know, so the Malchus used to be, the Melech would go and travel around in a wagon, so something would prav as Malchus. The chefts of the avoidus ayomim is malchus. And the mashkiach of volbiz ben lebrochan al yishar already shtolzach. This is something that's very hard for us to get used to. The Gemara Bracha says malchus the rikia kein malchus the malchus adara. Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of parallels between malchus shemayim and malchus adara. But zaka volbiz we don't have malchus. So we have a longer sight. It's a longer sight that there isn't a tzir of malchus in the world. It's a tremendous problem. We're trying to be'etzim, to prepare ourselves, to be me'adin, which we have to have. We have to be familiar with what's called ginune malchus. We have to be familiar with how to fear zich in front of a melech, fear zich with the melech, malchus dik. And we're totally rochik from this tzir. The musik of having a melech, we would have a real live tzir of having a melech. A melech, you come and you stand in front of a melech, and you, as a human being, you're totally bottle and mevutel to the melech.
There are rules, there are some ruling rules. Your insanus, your wills, your desires, your interests, and your opinion become totally bottle mavotel. Everything totally is revolved around the Ratzon of the Melech. It's a bittul in a certain way. When I have to talk about it, so where is the Malkum? It's a bittul of zich. Okay, they have to know where the person exists. But it's a bittul of zich that we don't have it seer. Obviously, it's very hard for the person to deal with that. But we don't even have it seer. You just didn't get seer. It was a life seer. I'm not running from the Melech. It was tachazai. Everything was bottom of bottom. You don't have it seer. In Shem Ali Shoy says, I'm just not the Mahalach. There's a different Mahalach, a certain another Hanogah. The Fan Melech, to give us the Tzir Melech, is Ayin Shoy. Le'in Yenenu. In Yenenu, in the Ganze, Kufin, this is the sign of Corona. We don't have a full Tzir of Malchus. Because the Melech, when the Melech fears it, the Melech pravs, so the Melech, you know, we know who the Melech is, and the Rotsin the Melech is being Shoylet, is prevailing, is ruling. And over here in Corona, it's not written HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on the Corona. And Ratzon Hashem is not what's running around our world still Be'etzem, mankind, Ke'il, is running the world. Oh, but the first Chelek, we're talking about Tein Pachtecha, the first Chelek, the Shvira, a certain breaking of Shlitas Yad Ha'odah, has been accomplished. Accomplished, HaKaparim, is a tremendous Chalois of the Shvira of Shlitas Adam. And this is a huge opportunity. It's a huge opportunity for us to make ground into the Sugya, which is very hard for us to make ground on. It's an opportunity, Pasha, to make headways in the Sugya of Kabbalah Salmach. Let's try to still make the Sugya a little bit. What is the Sugya of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim? Is it something different? The MS, something we're supposed to be working on the whole year around that, that's Kriya Shema. Kriyishma is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim. It's mevur that there's two sugyas. There's something called Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim and Kabbalah Salmach Mitzvahs. We, the whole year round, we're much more fanumin mit all mitzvahs. That's sort of our focus. Maybe it's less intense. Maybe we're much more our focus on avodas Hashem is trying to do mitzvahs, trying to do ratzon Hashem. Oh, but there's a separate sugya called Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim. Mekar HaDvar, Mishnah, Brachas, Al Dereish Perek Shein, Amar Rabbi Shuv Ben Korcha, Lama Kodma Parsha Shema Le Parsha Shemayim Shemayim. Why is Parsha Shema before Him Shemayim? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbal Ol Malchuse, Koidim to Kabbal Ol Malchuse, Ba'oz, the Kabbal Ol Mitzvahs. In the other place in Chazal's Loshon is calling them the Kabbal Ol Malchusi V'oz the Kabbal Gzei Roisei. What does that mean? That means there's two things about that. Very chosh and akud. What someone used to say? We think, what do you mean? If I'm doing your mitzvahs, if I'm running at your beckon and your command, I'm trying to do tag mitzvahs, I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to daven, I'm trying to work on my midas, I'm trying to do shalom bayis, I'm trying to do the entire contract. There's no better way to make it. No. Shteitel, there's a sugya that comes kaidim. A melech is not only someone you do his ratzon. That's a teitzah. A melech, the first thing is, there's a relationship that you make him a melech. He's a melech. And kenira, you can't start working on kiyum ratzon in the proper way until you first, and it has to be out of the picture, the chel kayom mitzvahs. The first thing is, you have to make melech malach shemayim. That's the shaykh chazal. Kaidim to Kabbalah Malach, don't start jumping to mitzvahs. You think of them? No. Mitzvahs, Malachazach. The first thing after Shtel Avech, the Ebesh Tavi HaMelech. That's the Sugya of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim. That's the Sugya which I'd like to try to focus on this El. The Sugya of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim. And again, you could talk about it here in the Shmuz, but to focus on it, to give, to be in the forefront of my mind, this Sugya, I think it was something that was Mufka for most of the Tzibur. I mean, it's very hard, but this is something, this is an opportunity now. We have to be able to work on this sugya before Vayim Shemaya. Work on this sugya, obviously, Vayim is going to be keeping Tarek Mitzvahs during the Elzman, that's what I was saying. But the focus, Navoida, the focus of Kabbalah's Ol Malach Shemaya. developing, focusing on a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech, being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This sugya, that malchus, is something before. What does that mean? You could do someone's ratzim, you could do someone's ratzim. The nekud of a melech is not that you rather do his ratzim. The nekud and the ganze word of a melech, like we said before a little bit, is that the melech is shoylet, and there's no mocking the first chalois of the melech. In the relationship of someone a nimlach to a melech, in the melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship is a nivra to a boire. But in the relationship, the nivra, the first definition of a melech is that there's a shlita atzuma of the melech, that I realize that my entire ability, my entire koyach to do anything be'etzem is bottled in front of the melech. This is the first chalis of the melech. Let's just take a tzir. A tzir we have in halacha. Shas, Melech and Mechusa the Arab. The Gemara in Baba Kama mentions Koines, it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Chofam Beit. It's the special halacha that the Melech is Poiritz Loi, Geder, Lasas Loi Derech. It's halacha. He's able to be Poiritz, Geder, Lasas Loi Derech. Let's try to bring out the Tzir, what the Melech did over here. What Tzir pushed, what a Melech is. What happens? It's Rashi Shita. Purif, God's together, even for not for reasons of Mulcham. If the Melech decided to buy a lot of karka right next to me, and he has to get from his house to the Karen, and the Karen wants to make a Karen house, he could be Purif's Gedder, wants to get it. Go through my backyard, so we can go through my house, and I'm just like, think about it, what's going on here? I have a Yid, he built the house, this is his life's investment, I don't know, many, many years. He spent, he was Mashkia in this little house, in this house over here, built this big house. Years and years of planning, of effort. He made friends there, his kids are still back in schools there. Is everything there. And so one day the Melech comes and says, you know, look, I need this place. And Stomach has to, Stomach is out, Allah gives him money to pay someone else, Stomach is, Bazuchin. Oh, but that's not what the person wants. What do you mean? The Melech wants, everything's supposed to be put on the Pasha. The Melech wants to do something. Your home would see as well. You had a life. You have the Melech, the Rotsan and the Melech is here. Where are you? You don't come to Cheshbon. The Melech, everything's totally the Melech. Everything's totally the Melech. That's the chifts of the Melech. This musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Melech, we were totally mufkaf. Why? The answer is, Va'oretz nosam v'neyodam. I spoke about this many times. Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Va'oretz nosam v'neyodam. The Briyas Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, handed, the Briyas Ha'odam b'toich l'olam, handed the keys of the Hanhog of the Olam to the Odam, Kaviyochel. Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in charge. He put us in charge, and we prav, and we get to fear zich our life. We fear zich our marriage. We make business deals, we make connections, we make deals, we meet people, we make yeshivas, we make business meetings, it's not a soif, we make weddings, we make all kinds of different things that a person has to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the Baal HaBos, you go and do it. What happens? Shabbos, the Mem Shulis, someone else rules. Lat, lat, the mensch feels. And Hoga, the Yoyim is that he isn't totally in charge. When the mensch is in charge, where is the Amakam for Melech? The Trach in the Melech is an attack on his Metzias. I have to, when I make a plan, when I want to do something, I'm literally totally Barotzen of Anachim. At the most, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone we pay taxes to. We understood somewhere the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want, can shterezich, that's what he can. So we pay tax to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Be'etzem Keseder, that everything's totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was something that, because of the way we ran life, was quite impossible on a day-in, day-out level to try to shtel zechus to. Again, it was just so far in them. It's like, start coming here. You come over to your wife and you say, yeah, you're getting so involved in the vacations for summer. You try to tell her, think about it, who knows something about bees. You'll give a shit. You'll be off the charts. What are you talking about? She would accuse you of being too intense. You would feel too intense. Stop looking at you like, what are you? Where are you coming from? The first step in Malchus, Shon Esrei, Shonim Kippur Yom Ha'Ro'im, it's a Seder. And it starts with Chenim Tein Pachtecha. The first step, the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts Eimus HaMalchus, Soim Tehassim Alecha Melech, Eimus HaMalchus. The first knack of the Chalois of the Melech is when there's fear of the Melech. This is what we've been experiencing the past 5 months, 6 months. This is not much what we experienced. For the first time in most people's life, in every single area of life, we lost control. We lost control in a way that is pathetic. How spoiled we are, people are realizing how spoiled they are. People lost the ability to function so much because every area of life they're turning to, they can't have control. They don't have control. And people are beside themselves in every area of life. Just talk about vacationing, every single thing. Making decisions in life, going back to Eretz Yisrael, going back to America, flying, traveling. Talk about making a chasana. My brother-in-law just made a chasana. It's a galechta. It's a galechta. The date of the chasana fell through the shaver, but nothing. A person is trying to strategize and plan out. Nothing is. You could try to do a lot of things, but to be certain, you could zichar be the answer. Every area of life is. You go somewhere, you know, try to send your kids to school. They could be back tomorrow. You should go, you shouldn't send. Every single thing is in a certain way, not totally the thing. So it's very hard for us. But when I say this is Tein Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu Al Kol Maaseh, this is exactly a Pirush Chai. Who knows the Sefer Pirush Chai? Erev is the Sefer Pirush Chai. The Eved Shnei made a Pirush Chai, what it means Tein Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu Al Kol Maaseh. It was Al Kol Maaseh. Hemshich, the tefillah we say, "Ishtachavu lefanecha kol abruim biyosu kula maguda echos, lasoit v'tzoyncha b'leiv av sholim." When this is going to happen, the pachad, the aim is going to come. It's going to be a matziv where entire humanity is going to join together. Lasoit v'tzoyncha b'leiv av sholim. K'moy sheyadanu Hashem elikenu sheshalton lefanecha. We say, like you already knew sheshalton lefanecha, that the rulership, the shlita is in your hand. It's a beautiful pirush. Brought in Achaz David. Achaz David. Svarim Chas. Svarim Halachim. Svarim Jewish. Sefer Beis David. Achaz David brings a pirush from the Talmud of Chaim Velozhin, from his Rebbe of Chaim Velozhin, in this tefillah. Starting off is coming to say pshat. In the tefillah we also say many times Yom Ha'Ro'im and other times. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Mimloich Lo'ilam Vo'ay. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Mimloich Lo'ilam Vo'ay. Frekta Chaim Velozhin, that's the pshat. L'chayr, it's not an order. It's not a chronological order. Hashem Melech is Lashon Hoyve. Hashem Malach is Lashon Avar. And Hashem Mimlech is Lashon Asa. Hoyve comes, it should be. Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Mimlech. Why do you say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach? What's that? So, Kab Chaim B'Lashon. No. V'amar b'zeh, ki hach kronoket al piseder shtal shiris alamos. Chaim B'Lashon said, it's not talking about chronological order. The Seder is kifi the Seder of Olamos. Hashem Melech is the Olam Elyon. Hashem Melech is unzer Welt. Hashem Mimloich is the Olam Chalos Alava. He said like this. Chaim Velozhin said like this. Hashem Melech means that the Melech, that means the Malchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Nikar his Malchus. In this world, Zok to Chaim Velozhin, unfortunately now it's not Nikar Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Nikar Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Olam Elyon, where there's no Ra, and there's no Yada Odom Be'emsa. Man again, that doesn't say that Nusach, but a man again, there's no Yada Odom Be'emsa. There it's Nikar right now, Behoiva Hashem Melech. I mean, in this world, Zokter Rav Chaim Velozhin, Hashem Moloch, there was a time, twice in the history of the world, it was Nikr, the Malchus, Koy de Machet for the Rishon, and Mishas Ma'am Tahir, Paskazum was it. It was Amol, Hashem Moloch. But now, Zokhtub Chaim Veloshin, now, unfortunately, it's not a Matzah of Malchus and Kodesh Moloch. It's not, we don't have Melech. Lost love, we say Hashem Yim Loich Loilam Vayadim. He explains it even be stronger than it was in the vision. It's going to be a full Malchus. B'toich Dvorov, he says, and this is the name, he talks about that now there's no Hashem Moloch. He says that's the Pirush in the Tefillah. It is Loshin. B'eish Om Adnu Al Arsina Shaposku Zimosem Ozo Yegilu Yve Nikr Kvoid Machusa Gamboil Amazet Ulam Bezgaber Hara Ad Ki Kola Abim Akaimonim Soru Me'achir Hashem. וגם אנחנו, הגם כי ידענו כי מלכוסו היא בכל משולה. Do you ask any yid, do you know your summer plans, your wedding plans, your future plans? They're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any yid's going to tell you now, he's a kofer. Avada we knew בכל משולה, avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every last prat. אם כל זה אין מעשינו בעולם הזה מסכימים לידיעשינו. The way we fear zich is not the way we know. The way we fear zich is not the way we know. Look at it, look at anybody. V'horaya, look how crippled we are now. That's the biggest riot. Look how crippled we are when we're trying to function in a matziv where Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. We don't have the ability. Teretz is because whenever we did everything that we were in control. We 100% expected to be able to control. The steering wheel. Who I call the Sibas Aramim? Lezenu mavakshim etfilas Rosh Hashanah b'chein tein pachtecha. V'yosu kulam agudayechas lasayis v'tzoyim kabalei v'vshon. כמוי שידענו השם אלכנו ששולטנו לפעמך. שתהיית מפורש, תסגג. וכן תהן פחתך, what's going to allow there to be an equal, an act to be a שיוויון between what we know until the way we act, is the פחתך. When it's going to be תהן פחתך, אז יעשו כולם עגו דרך הסלאסי, צוין חבלי ובשולים. כמוי שידענו. This is the opportunity. This is the opportunity of Elul Tavshin Pei. Opportunity of Elul Tavshin Pei. To realize, and I wanted to do it by myself, realize how much we prav Balabantim. How much I'm starting to realize, like in just every area of life, how much I was mufka really from living with my matzah that I was wrong with control. I was totally certain that I was in control. In Mamela, I'm sighing here and there every time and every single thing, and I can't. I feel Pasha lost. And deep down, out of here, Mazel, I'm still convinced Corona can't last for a long time. So they're just playing a game. It's going to go away. It has to go away soon. Come on. This can't be. It's kind of like, it's deep down, that's the way, that's the meaning. That's what my late was saying. My Seichel maybe knows differently, but this is what my late was saying. This is Tengbachtecha. Gilchot Tichra Kol Berach has to be. And there was a certain Korea, mankind in a certain way is bowing down to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know, a lot of non-believers, I don't know if everyone knows it's to God. Zichar Yidden, a certain Korea. And that's what we talk about. The feel of Al-Kain, the Kabbalah. Like before Kabbalah, some of the Shemaim, we say, Kibbalah, Sichra, Kol Derech, it's a Korea, surrendering to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Realizing, bowing down to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Nida says, you are neither the flamed alpha, flamed on the days. It says, ki nita, it's a posik. The Lashon of posik is, ki li sikha kol berach, sarash shabba kol lashon. But it says, ki li sikha kol berach, zu yoy ma misa. What does it mean? What does it mean, zu yoy ma misa? And so it's, ki li tich yom echa, means a bit of a gun. Can you hear a row of people, the whole life, they're running prav and balabas. Deep down, they think that they're in control. And there's one day, there's one time, everyone, like a Shabbat, who grabs them and says, I'm totally good job. That's Yom HaMisa. Nechtichra Kol Berach is Yom HaMisa. Everyone knows that one day you're going to leave this world. But then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take a charge. We have a whiff of this Chassich Kol Berach. I'm tired, Kufa, I'm tired. We have a whiff of Kili Chassich Kol Berach. We have to try to use it. Here we have to end in the Kudu, in Kinesh. I mentioned this a little bit today, which I'm a simcha, a little bit we spoke about this. But we have to realize that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tein Pachtecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem, forced entire humanity to bow down, to throw in the towel. we have to realize full kabbalah on Ach Shemayim is not the throne of town. We said b'nusach zu that we used to think we are in control, and also we met Corona, we saw we can't control. We can't, no matter we're trying to control. We can't control this world. We can't control our plans, and we will. But a lot of people got used to a second matzav, which also became easy for people. Not totally easy, but second matzav is that it's totally thrown it down. Say okay. Say that because there's no control. I'm not going to do anything. I'll try a little bit to do it, but I can't. I'm not going to do it. That's not the way you make a kabbalah so much. The way you make a kabbalah so much is you mitzitcha. You do everything you're supposed to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm kolbidei shemayim." Sorry, state that a person has to try to do everything. Everything is mutl be'etzem on a mensch. A mensch has to do sechosh mitzvah shemayim. Person has to do shtalos. We have to do everything. We have to do everything and do a full force and know that everything we're doing is talin hakadosh baruch hu. We can't stop working and everything, put our life on hold. That's the wrong time. That's the wrong thing the Rebbe wants. He doesn't want to vote him that are not going weiter in life. He wants us to be able to go weiter in life and from those wegen live. It says mit dem Melech. The Yisrael Kabbalah of Malach Shemayim is not all that all the constituents of the kingdom run away. Is they live their life tzedamen mit the reign of the Melech, the shlit of the Melech, and Malchu soy bakol mershola. V'yeda kol po'ol ki ato ba'alto, v'yoven kol yitzur ki ato yitzart. It doesn't just mean a idea. It means he lives with that idea. It means that, yeah, you plan chasnas, you plan vacations, you send your kids to school, your wife goes back to her job, you go back, if you could, you go back to everything with the idea that, yes, every single day, it could be, that I'm going to be sent home. That's someone who's talking about. That's the gift of a melech. If you're a sincere, maybe a few places where we can start in the Slamid, in the Sugya Malchus. Again, B'toich, this matzav, which I hold as a tremendous opportunity, B'toich HaKrufim. Once there, someone who was supposed to be in a car with Eli Lapian, his friend and brother, and he asked him, he was in the back seat, and he asked him, did he give him a tzir of Yerushalayim? So he said, what does it mean Yerushalayim? He gave him a tzir of how to make a bracha. He said, this is how Yerushalayim makes a bracha. He says, this will give you a marshal before how you make a bracha. He says, imagine. It's a ma'isa. Someone is going, Derech, he was Yotzal Derech, he was going from city to city, traveling from one city to another city. And on the way, he passes through a forest. He passes through a great cigar, for a forest. And he gets lost. Like many people, he gets lost. Lost, he's traveling for hours and hours and hours. He's starting to get hungry, he's extremely worried and cold, doesn't have comfort, doesn't have shelter. And he's already, the Pratim, maybe a day already, he's looking, he's partially lost. And finally, somebody comes in the middle of the forest, but it's a huge palace. It looks like it's obviously very active, it's not just old parents. Right? It looks like it's inhabiting. So he starts coming closer to the palace. As he sees that the front door of the palace is tiny bit open. With trepidation, he comes to the palace. Usually, it's a Hashem person lives. He comes to the front door. After going back for 20 minutes, he decides he's going to knock. He's knocking, with trepidation, getting away. No one's answering. Which doesn't want to do. He's close to so he doesn't know what to do. He starts thinking, the door is a little bit open. Should I push open the door? He gathers up the courage and he finally pushes open the door. And he slowly starts. He sees no one there. He sees a table set up. He sees a table. Molly Kolto. Deep into the palace. 100 feet into the palace. Looks around, doesn't see anybody. He starts slowly taking step after step. Dr. Velia, every single step, he stops. 5 minutes, he takes a step. Right? He takes another step. No one's. Finally comes to the table. And he says, what does he do? He feels like Imam Shabbat. He sits down. He starts helping himself. But again, before he takes the spoon, he looks 25 times and thinks, and then he takes the spoon and then he eats. Well, he was mitired, the ganze maise, at a soif. Now, obviously, the person is in a constant fear, but a constant recognition. It's not too really a tzaddik, a yid. He eats the apple that he bought from the store, it's any different. Before you take a bracha, blind takatosh bracha. Yir Shemayim, he said, is the feeling and recognition that this is not yours. The world belongs to the Eibushlein. Everything is in the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you would make a bracha like that, it would be a different world. In other words, the tzir he was trying to bring over to somebody who feels like he's in a friend of the place, feels like he's nichnas to a mokum she'ein shaloi. Someone who's physically nichnas to a mokum she'ein shaloi, it's not his control, that he's not the bailam there. So, obviously, it's a totally different yachas. He feels totally, 1,000% on the chesed of this person. He doesn't feel like a bailam. He doesn't feel like a bailam. This is the etzem etzir again. Are we makarif to begetzem? In Corona to Gantzeveld. We're starting to feel that the world is dropping out of our control. Alavai, we wouldn't need a reminder. Alavai, as Hashem, I'm still smiling. I'm sure she should take it away. We should learn our lesson. And as Hashem, we shouldn't need it. But we have a tzir of this a little bit. Maybe there's also a little bit of a mocker to be mislamed. Brachas. So maybe a mocker to focus on this, to run from kind of this hergish a little bit. This hergish. To realize that to give back the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give back the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I started off tonight, that's a little intense. It's tense to live through. Where's the mock-up of the person? So first of all, like I said, something it's a tense when anyways we're experiencing it. It's much easier to shtel zuf zuf. Anyways, when I say side to side, it's a little bit of part of life. But the emes is, no. Once someone brings the melech into his life, once someone allows the melech to come into his life, so it's the most beautiful world. The oilam, chazeh nema, godloi v'tuvoi mali oilam. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. When it's a malchusai b'kol mashallah. When it's a malchusai b'kol mashallah, the reason why this world, the reason why it's so complicated, the reason why this world is full of stress and strife, the reason why this world is full of people who are constantly fatainet, all they can tell you all the cheshbonos of all the things they're upset about. They have a long, long list of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes them and everyone owes them. And in the etzim, they magia lehem, who knows what. It's because we don't live with the Melech. Someone, I guarantee you, someone that lives with the Melech, lives with the Melech, lives in a world of Simcha, lives in a world of Godloi, V'tuvoi, Malaloi. To talk about how this works, Taka, I don't exist. If the Melech and the Melech is Shoyle, but there is a Melech in Taka, the Melech is Paris Las Leged, and the Melech is Taka, but we have to talk a little bit, but this is Bar. The first Chaloi starts with a certain feeling of Yira, but it's not, it doesn't remain a massive of constant pachad. It's not a massive of constant pachad. It's an awareness of the fact that I'm talking a melech, but a melech is called kuli a mativ. A melech who gives me the opportunity to serve him and be a part of his malchus. We have to talk about that. But this is the noisy that we want to talk about. We introduced it tonight. Again, I think there's a meridic opportunity to work on kavolos ol malch shemai, parshas kriyishma, koydim to kavolos ol malch shemai. We have day. We have a base medrash, Yoyim Yoyim, entire running of our life, Yoyim Yoyim is a base medrash of Genunei Malchus. This is what we're going to work on. Koydim Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. As Hashem, we will change the Mahapach, entire Kiyum of all mitzvahs.